This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. It's a busy day on Capitol Hill with a continuation of public testimony in the impeachment hearing of President Donald Trump. The questioning today is focused on President Trump's phone call in July with the president of Ukraine. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Vice President Mike Pence's representative on the National Security Council, Jennifer Williams, thought the call involving an investigation of Joe Biden was unusual.
Struck me as political in nature, given that the former vice president is a political opponent of the president.
Career Army officer Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman with the National Security Council called it improper.
Frankly, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It was probably an element of shock.
Republicans like Utah's Chris Stewart says Democrats are going too far on the contents of the phone call.
I got to tell you, I think it's nonsense. Look, I was in the military. I could distinguish between a favor and an order.
Vindman is an immigrant who came to the U.S. as a toddler from Ukraine. He faced questions from Republicans about his loyalty. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump on Tuesday criticized the entire proceedings.
All these people are talking about, they heard a conversation of another conversation that was had by the president. What's going on is a disgrace.
Donors pledged $2.6 billion Tuesday to eradicate polio worldwide. The World Health Organization said the funding will be used to immunize 450 million children each year, bringing the Global Polio Eradication Initiative closer to achieving a world free of polio. The WHO certified last month that the second of three types of polio has been eradicated. Cases have been cut by 99% over the last three decades, but the type 1 polio virus is still endemic in Afghanistan and in Pakistan. More on this and other stories online at voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. Less than 200 student protesters remain barricaded inside the Hong Kong Polytechnic University that has been surrounded by riot police since Sunday. Over the past 24 hours, a slow trickle of pro-democracy demonstrators have left the campus, either by attempting to flee or by surrendering to police, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Hong Kong.
What has been home for student protesters for the past week is filling up with trash. With supplies, morale, and fellow protesters all running low, the campus siege entered its third day. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, defended the actions of the police.
That they have to stop violence, give up their weapons, and come out peacefully and take the instructions from the police.
Derek Kwan with the school's student union says supplies are running low for his friends inside.
But now the supplies were cut by the police force by sacking some barricades, setting up some crossing lines that barring others from sending in those supply.
Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Swedish prosecutors have dropped a rape investigation against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Assange, who is battling extradition to the US, accused of publishing secret documents related to his WikiLeaks work, has been facing potential charges in Sweden since 2010. He has denied all allegations against him. Now, a Swedish prosecutor says the case was being dropped because the evidence has weakened considerably due to the long period of time that's elapsed since the events in question. The decision follows a ruling in June by a Swedish court that Assange should not be detained. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Moscow city court has upheld a decision to prolong the pretrial detention of Paul Whelan until December 29th. The U.S. citizen was charged in Russia with espionage. Lawyers for the detained former U.S. Marine, who has rejected the charges, argued at an appeal hearing that Whelan should be subjected to a less restrictive detention, such as house arrest. He was arrested in Moscow in December 2018 and accused of receiving classified information. Chick-fil-A has halted donations to three groups against gay marriage. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff has more.
Chick-fil-A is ending donations to three groups that oppose gay marriage in an effort to halt protests and broaden its customer base. But the move has angered some of the fast food chain's fans. The Atlanta-based company says starting next year, it will focus its giving on three areas: hunger, homelessness, and education. In a statement, Chick-fil-A's president said the company will still consider donations to faith-based groups. The company would not say whether it will consider an organization's position on gay rights before donating. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.